Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. We love when you send us research articles that pique our interest.
Yeah, definitely keeps things interesting.
Well, today we're diving into one you sent about the marsh fritillary butterfly.
Beautiful butterfly, but struggling.
Right, exactly. This paper suggests that just one extreme drought can have a massive impact on their survival, especially when you add in things like, grazing.
Oh, yeah, grazing. Big issue.
It is. And get this. The study happened on a Swedish island during their driest summer on record, going all the way back to 1860.
Wow, 1860, that's a long time. So this research gives us a real glimpse into how climate change is already affecting species in very real ways.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's fascinating, but also kind of alarming, to be honest. So before we get too deep, can you give us a little introduction to the marsh fritillary? Like, what makes this butterfly so special?
Well, it's found in Europe and it's actually considered threatened. I mean, it's even protected under the EU's Habitats Directive.
Okay, so they're taking it seriously.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things that makes it so vulnerable is this. It depends entirely on one specific plant for survival, Cicisa pratensis.
So if something happens to that one plant, they're in trouble.
Exactly. And to make matters even more, well, precarious, they only have one generation of offspring per year.
So if something disrupts that one brood or their food source, that's it, game over.
Pretty much. And that's what this research really gets into. They looked at what happened to the marsh fritillary during the 2018 drought on the island of Gotland.
The driest summer in over 150 years,
Yeah,
right?
you got it.
We actually have a graph here showing the monthly precipitation going all the way back to 1860, and you can see just how drastically low the rainfall was in 2018. It's really striking. What kind of effects did this have on the butterfly's habitat? Like, what happened on the ground?
Well, the drought really had a cascading effect. First, it directly impacted that host plant we were talking about. They saw a 46% decrease in how often it was found, meaning it was much harder for the butterflies to find it in the first place.
Oh, so not only was there a drought, but their food was harder to find.
Exactly. And on top of that, the plants that were there were smaller too. The drought stunted their growth, so their leaves were about 20% smaller.
Oh, wow. So even if they did find a plant, there was less food available anyway.
You got it. If you combine the fact there were fewer plants and then the plants that were there were smaller, you end up with a 57% reduction in the total food available for the marsh fritillary.
That's a huge hit to their food supply. Did the researchers connect this directly to the butterfly population itself? Did they see a decline?
Oh, yeah, they did. They found that how many butterflies were in the study area, what we call butterfly occupancy, dropped by more than 30% just between 2018 and 2019.
Wow, that's significant.
It is. Of course, you can't say with absolute certainty that it was only because of the drought and lack of food, but the timing is certainly, well, very suggestive.
It makes you think, what if that drought had lasted longer than a single summer?
Right. And that's exactly why understanding these dynamics is so important, especially with climate change, making droughts more frequent and more intense.
And it's not just the drought itself, right? We talked about grazing earlier. How does that fit into the picture?
Yes, grazing. Well, grazing is already a problem for this butterfly, just generally, because it reduces the amount of suitable habitat available. But during a drought, things get even worse.
How so?
Think about it. When there's a drought, there's less food available for livestock too, right?
Makes sense.
So farmers will often increase how much they let their animals graze in the areas that still have vegetation.
Even if those areas are important for the butterfly.
Sometimes, yeah.
So it's kind of a double whammy for the butterflies. They're already struggling to find food because of the drought. And then, on top of that, their habitat is shrinking even more because of increased grazing pressure.
You've summed it up perfectly. It's a complex issue with a lot of interconnected challenges.
It's a good thing they only have that single brood every year, huh?
Right. Imagine if they had two.
That would be rough.
The whole species could be wiped out.
So, is there any hope for these butterflies? Especially as climate change keeps, changing things.
There is. The researchers actually explored different ways to manage grazing and found some really encouraging results. So they found that if you completely stop grazing during a drought year, it almost completely cancels out the negative effects of the drought on the butterfly population.
Really? That's amazing.
It is. It's like just by changing how we manage grazing, we could really help these butterflies survive these extreme events.
So simple, yet so effective.
Right. It really shows how important it is to understand these connections in nature.
Speaking of connections, you mentioned earlier that this study challenges some traditional ideas about conservation.
Yeah. It goes beyond just grazing. It kind of makes you rethink things.
Okay, I'm all ears. Tell me more about that.
Okay. So traditionally, when we talk about conservation, we focus a lot on habitat size, right? Like how big is the area where a species lives? And we also focus on connectivity. How close are those areas to each other?
Makes sense. Bigger areas and closer together would mean a species has a better chance, right?
Exactly. But this study shows there's something else we need to think about. Affected area. It's not just about the total size of the habitat. It's about how much of that area is actually, well, usable by the butterfly.
Oh, I see. So you could have this big area, but if a lot of it is messed up, like by too much grazing, the effective area might be way smaller.
You got it. It's not just about quantity. It's about quality.
It's like having a huge house, but you can only actually use a couple of rooms.
That's a great analogy. And what's really cool is they found that this effective area was even more important than the actual size of the habitat when it came to predicting whether a butterfly population would go extinct.
Wow. So even if a patch of habitat looks big on a map, if it's not good quality, it's not going to cut it, especially during a drought.
Exactly. And here's another really fascinating thing they found. They noticed that the butterflies were more likely to colonize wetter areas, especially during those dry periods.
So when things dry up, they head for the wetter spots.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah, totally. Does this mean we should be focusing conservation on those wetter areas then? Protecting them, restoring them?
It's something to think about for sure. It really shows the value of having a variety of different conditions within a landscape, what ecologists call habitat heterogeneity.
So a mix of different types of habitat is good.
Yeah. It's like if the butterflies have a few different options, they're more likely to find somewhere suitable, even when conditions get tough. It makes them more resilient.
All of this is so fascinating, but I'm wondering, what does it all mean for our listeners? You know, people who might not be butterfly experts or ecologists or anything. Why should they care about this butterfly all the way in Sweden?
That's a great question. I think the most important thing to remember is that this isn't just about one butterfly. This study tells us something about how climate change and human actions are affecting species all over the world.
It really highlights that climate change isn't just some future problem. It's happening here and now. And it's affecting species all over the planet, even in places we might think of as stable.
Yeah, exactly. And what's really important here, and what the study really shows, is that these impacts are happening in combination with human activities. It's this, like, complex web of effects.
Yeah, it makes you think, if this is happening to this butterfly, what about all the other species out there facing these kinds of challenges?
It really does. As the climate changes and habitats are altered and, you know, all of these things are happening, it's going to have a ripple effect. A lot of species are going to be affected.
It can feel a little overwhelming, honestly. What can we even do about it?
Yeah, I get that. It's easy to feel powerless in the face of all this. But honestly, I believe that even small actions can help. Every little bit counts.
So like supporting conservation organizations.
Exactly. That's one way. Or even just spreading awareness, talking about these issues with friends and family.
Right. So that more people understand what's going on.
Exactly.
So even though this research focused on just one butterfly, it raises so many questions.
It really does, doesn't it? It gives us a lot to think about.
It does. So to sum it up, this research on the marsh fritillary has shown us that even places that seem stable are vulnerable to things like droughts, especially when you add in human activities.
Yeah, it's all connected.
But it's not all doom and gloom. There's hope, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, we've seen that if we understand the connections and work with nature, we can protect vulnerable species.
Exactly. We can help them be more resilient.
Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive, and I want to thank you for walking us through it.
My pleasure. Always happy to talk about butterflies.
And a special thank you to our listener who sent us this research paper. It really got us thinking.
It did.
And for all of you listening, remember, keep exploring, stay curious, and never underestimate the power of small actions. We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.